Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Ugly by Nature podcast with me, your host, Carlisle Campbell, a.k.a. the professor of pop culture, and things are about to get real ugly in this bitch, okay? Now let's get it started. All right, everyone, hello, I am back. Yes, I am here in the flesh. I had no real reason to not be here. You know what's crazy is sometimes I forget I got a podcast. I literally forget that I have a podcast. Like, what am I busy doing? Don't ask me. Mind your damn business. But I literally forget I have one. So, you know, but when I heard this story today, I was like, oh, no, we got to tell this one. I got to tell this one. So, according to every news article in the goddamn world, that prints news articles, Tory Lanez has been sentenced to 10 years for the Megan Thee Stallion shooting. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Okay. Listen, I don't care what nobody say. You deserve this because you have made a mockery out of not only yourself, but you have made a mockery out of men in general, because a lot of men were on Tory's side. These bitches be lying. This, that, bitches this. Megan Thee Stallion has been called the most liars in the world at this point. I mean, honestly, it makes no sense at all. She did lie about something. She lied about her relations initially with Tory Lanez and what exactly the nature of their relationship is. However, I feel like, so what? She told one lie. Daystar has told a million of them. Not to mention, I don't care what anybody says. You don't have to disclose who you're dealing with sexually. I don't care if you ask me about it and I choose to lie about it. It's really none of your business at the end of the day. You can ask and I can lie. And that's just that on that. So, you know, it's just a lot of men was on Tory's side and believed everything he said. They done went out. They done bought the album. They done streamed the hell out the album. You know what I'm saying? They done really went up for Tory. Like, Tory started to become a household name. It's sort of like when, think about like Kyle Rittenhouse, when he did what he did and he managed to get away with it. White people went all out for him. You know, they went and put money on his books. They did whatever was necessary. You know, I don't know if that's allegedly, however the story goes, but you know, they supported him. They started GoFundMes. They make sure he was well taken care of. You know what I'm saying? They really went super hard in saying that he was innocent and he deserved a second chance. He deserves a fair shot and a second chance is what they were pleading for. And lo and behold, they got it because Kyle Rittenhouse, as we speak, is no longer on trial. He has gotten away with it. He's good, if I'm not mistaken. I hope I'm right. You know, I'm just talking out the side of my ass. But yeah, so with that being said, it's just like men really went up for Tory Lanez. They really went hard. They done donated to your GoFundMe and everything like that, Daystar, only for you to disappoint them and be a liar because we got the recordings of you in the jail telling the girl, Megan's best friend, allegedly telling her all this stuff, like how you sorry, you sending text messages, you offering money, which we already knew you all, which is, let's just be clear about this. A lot of this stuff was already out aside from the recordings. A lot of the like text messages and all of that had already been revealed. So to just have it backed up and have it proven in court that he in fact did do this and he in fact did try to bribe her with money and apologies and all the sorries in the world, and you know, it was all true. It was true. It was a lie. It was a lie. You remember Carly Rae standing up? It was a lie. It was a lie, you guys. Like, yeah, it was a lie the whole time from Tory Lanez. Like, he made this girl look so bad, made so many people dump on her, made so many of her fans turn on her. Made, you know, she putting out stuff and it got to a point where people were so over Meg. I constantly hear like, oh, her flow is the same. Now everybody's making up little excuses as to why they're done with her. And every excuse that I heard are reasons that can apply to a lot of these rappers, especially these male rappers, like, oh, the flow is the same and all that. She don't ever switch up her flow. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Are you serious? Because some of these motherfuckers don't really never don't switch up their flow. So I don't really listen to her like that, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I was the hugest fan to begin with. You know, you just kind of, I'm one of those people, I'm just sitting back looking at the situation saying like, damn, you know, especially if I'm a judge, like all this evidence is sitting in my face, but I'm supposed to go with what Tory Lanez and his people are saying just because he's a guy and bitches be lying. That's really the nigga's excuse, y'all. Like, bitches be lying. That doesn't make any sense to me. Bitches be lying. That can't be your, what you're going to present to the judge. Like, that's not what you think is going to hold up in court, do you? Like, you don't actually believe that. Like, bitches be lying is not a good reason to just believe that anytime a woman accuses a man of something, she must be lying. Like, it's just weird energy, weird behavior. And I'm so glad he got what he deserved. I don't care how any of you feel about it. I don't care. You know, there is a lot of trifling, shiesty women out there. However, this was not that situation. My girl has been vindicated, and I hope she gets to live the rest of her life peacefully. I hope that her true fans stay dedicated to her, and I hope that she continues to win. This is a girl who's already lost so much. She lost so much of her reputation. She's lost her mother. She's lost a part of her career due to dealing with shady men in the record business who signed her to bad deals and all that stuff. You know, she's been a victim to a lot of stuff already. Like, you know, it's, life is not about making, you know, giving people things just because they've been victimized. But it's really sad to know that some people really do get victimized a lot. And it's just like, can we let this person breathe? Can we let them just like live their life a little bit? So, you know, I'm glad that she got her vindication and she can just sit down and just do her, you know. And Daystar, I hope you do better. I hope you take accountability for the situation one day. You still trying to appeal it. It's crazy to me. Just take accountability, man. I ain't going to give him no advice because he'll never be listening to my shit. If he do, he'd probably be sending some people to my door to come get me. But I really don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's that on that. Let's move the fuck on. I'm just glad that my girl got her due and everything is copacetic right now, which means in order. Everything is in excellent order how it should be. So, copacetic, good for you, Meg. Daystar, boo, loser. All right, you should already know what I want to talk about next, baby. I'm not even going to look up the story, the article. I done seen enough time. I've seen enough videos. Listen, y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about them Alabama slammers, okay? Do not mess with them Alabama slammers, okay? It is a mess. I'm pretty sure you have all heard about what happened in Alabama. It's in Alabama, right? That happened in Alabama? Non-existent co-host, right? Okay, yeah, that happened in Alabama. So, if you haven't seen, there's this viral set of videos of a black man, I won't say politely asking because I don't know, I wasn't there. He could have said it in a dickish way. Just to be clear, however he said it, he did not warrant what he got. He did not warrant the response he got after asking a smaller boat with like, they had like a jacuzzi in it or maybe like a jacuzzi type setting, just a little small boat, whatever thing floating in the ocean or whatever. They have this big like circus boat, you know, them old school boats with the big old thing wheeling on the back. I don't even know what kind of boat it was, y'all. Anyways, this big boat wanted to park. It's supposed to park in the spot where this little boat was. He goes up to them and asks them, can they move their boat so he can park the big boat? You know, obviously the one that's supposed to be there. Child, why did this man start, I don't know if it was a push or what was it at first. Honey, all I know is they started beating the hell out of this black man. I mean, they jumping him. He threw his hat in the air and it was over from there, y'all. They started jumping the hell out of him. Child, so now when I tell you it's a guy who comes down the ramp to help the black guy. It's a bunch of white folks, obviously, jumping this guy. And women, too. The women getting their little kicks in and everything like that. So this black guy comes down to help him. Then it's another little 16-year-old boy. They call him Aquaman. He done swam. Listen, he literally swam from the boat to the damn pier, y'all, which was not a short swim, mind you. If you a swimmer, if you swim a little bit, then it's an all right distance. For me, I would have surely been tired out. I would have made it all the way down and would have had to ask somebody to help me up the dang on. You know what I'm saying? Look, when it's time to climb up on the pier, I would have had to ask someone to help me up. Like, I could have swam all the way there, but I would have needed some help getting up because after using all that strength to swim from one end to the other end, I would definitely need a few hands or two to help pull me up because you have to pull your whole body up, and bitch, I'm big. So I would have definitely had to get some help climbing up, but I would have swam over there too. You know what I'm saying? But he swam over there. He jumps in the fight. He starts tearing people up. Honey, once the other employees get wind of exactly what's going on, when I tell you they all ran up on these people. There's a video of the girl explaining exactly what happened and how it happened. And as she's talking, she sees a crew of shirtless workers, black guys. They looking like a pack of gorillas. I don't give a damn what you say. Yes, I use the word gorillas. They like a dang on pack of gorillas, honey. They ran over there. They like, what's up? You could tell they was asking questions, but they ain't even wait for the answer for too long before they just started swinging. Bow, 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 bow. Well, look, everybody's swinging. Everybody's swinging. Now, at one point, this one lady, she climbing at the back of the boat because she like, oh no, I don't want no parts. And then I guess she sees somebody who she cared for, maybe a son of hers or something like that. She decides to jump her ass out the boat and join in the melee, gets knocked out. Then another white woman joins the melee. She gets thrown in the water. And honey, she don't look like she was definitely above a sample size and does not look like she ever swam a day in her life. Maybe when she was a child, but definitely not as an adult at the big age she was, honey. She was definitely not swimming the way that poor lady was in that water like help. Honey, then at one point they was fighting this old man, this old black man. He gouging out somebody's eyeballs with his two thumbs because a man started hitting him. They start fighting, and then at some point, it's a man. He grabbed a chair, y'all. He grabbed this chair. Now, I know you've seen the chair. They've been talking about this chair, honey. Everybody's been talking about this chair. They've been talking about how I did learn through all of this that the folding chair, the plastic folding chair that we have at events and cookouts and outside weddings and things like that, though, that was invented by a black man. So, little piece of history. I believe in 1915. I don't know his name. I should look it up because I should know my history all the way, but I'm not going to because I'm lazy and I don't feel like picking up my hands to do it right now. But you know, a black man invented the folding chair, child. When I tell you this black man, look at my friend Ashley walking by. She ain't even see me wear a bright orange dress. I ain't even gonna distract her because I'm recording right now. But he picks up this chair, y'all, and he starts beating the hell out of people with the chair. I don't know if he hit one or two people with it, but I know at some point when he beating this man down with the chair, right, and he see the man down, he slowly creep his way over to this lady who just got jumped by two black ladies. This white lady, she's on the floor, y'all. He take that chair, he bow, hit that lady right upside her goddamn head. Okay, her head was looking like a Bible. That heifer put her hands on top of her head so fast, I know she... Y'all, that shit had me on the floor. You hear me? On the floor. When I tell you the Alabama slammers was not playing with these people today, and people are up in arms. The black community is up in arms, y'all. They are talking like, yeah, fuck with us, and this is exactly what you're gonna get everywhere. I promise you, this is going to be a trend. You will see this happen more often, or it won't, because I bet you some of them will learn their lesson now, won't they? It's just funny and crazy to see. It's very sad. I hate fighting. That whole scene would have made my stomach hurt. But you best believe my black ass would have been jumping in that shit too. And for no other reason than to hear that this older black man, who is clearly of a particular age, you know what I'm saying, clearly a little out of shape. He probably do listen, pick up a whole lot more and do a whole lot more than me. I can tell you that just because he looked that way, and I'm saying that, you know, don't mean he is. But you know, to me, just being who he was, and for y'all to be, you know, they wasn't exactly spring chickens themselves, but they clearly, you know, worked out a little bit. Some of those guys were clearly a little buff, juice heads and whatnot. They do their thing. So for y'all to be the size y'all are, and you know, live the life you live, to jump on that old man like that is just absolutely sick. That would have sickened my stomach, and I would have definitely had to go up in there and get a few licks in myself and do what was necessary, because that's just sick. How can you know, feel okay doing that? And is that your first reaction? You drunk? You know, some of them, you talk to them or you approach them. I remember I used to be working, and sometimes I would literally like go, and the white man would be like, "You giving me fucking attitude, bro?" Damn, I can't even sigh. I am giving attitude. I won't lie about that. I will not sit here and sugarcoat and act like I wasn't giving attitude. I totally was, but it's mostly attitude towards the fact that I'm still here. I'm at work. It's a beautiful day, and here all y'all folks are bugging me to, you know, purchase a product, and it's just like, why am I at this dead end job? You know what I'm saying? That's what the sigh was for. He didn't do anything in particular, but for him to be just. That's your reaction to a sigh? Like, is that warranted? I don't think that's warranted. Sometimes it just be like, is this behavior warranted? And it just be like, this was completely unnecessary, unruly, and completely out of line. And you know what? They got exactly everything they deserve. If I'm not mistaken, some of them are being charged. It's being investigated as a possible hate crime. They're not 100% sure how they're going to rule that verdict. I don't know what's happened since we're recording this podcast. I feel like every time I refresh TMZ, there's something new about the story that just cracks me up, really. There's one man talking about something. I wasn't involved. I was trying to break it up. And as you could see, at some point, I had to back away because it was getting too crazy. Child didn't replay the footage. And sure enough, this man was all up in the melee. Okay, he did back out at some point, but he was all up in the melee trying to talk about something. He wasn't all up in it after, this is, mind you, after his company started getting bombed with bad reviews. Then all of a sudden, it's like, I wasn't involved, and I'm so sorry for everything that happened. That don't make no sense. Look at my friend Ashley. Hey, how you doing, honey? You look so nice. Hey, come say hi to my podcast.
Hi, everyone. Yes. Carlisle's the best.
Yes. You look good, girl. Yes. Oh, let me know about that Beyonce stuff.
October 1st.
Okay. Send me any details I need to know. All right, honey. Okay, because we're going to see Beyonce. That's my girl. All right. But yeah, so, you know, the whole thing is just too much. Too much, you know. So don't fuck with them Alabama slammers, okay? And we all going to turn into some Alabama slammers. If you fuck with one, you're going to fuck. Listen, I ain't pleading. I ain't promising I'm going to do nothing to nobody, but I definitely am not going to stand around and be a bystander as some shit like that happens. Definitely not. You know, I've stood up for many people in many situations like that before. It's a very scary thing, but we're not doing that. We're just not doing that. Certain shit you just can't do. Come on. Y'all got to chill out. Like, it's just too much, y'all. But let's get into the next thing. Yeah, so there's not going to be a next thing because I'm just looking outside, y'all. For one, I'm sitting in this little booth. I am burning up in this damn little booth, y'all. I got on this brown shirt today. I don't usually wear colors. I usually wear, like, black or, you know, something or whatever I do wear. I put, like, a little black cardigan or something over it just, you know, whenever. Child, I hope I don't get no underboob sweat in this bang on thing because y'all know I got titties, so these things be getting boob sweat and some more. So I hope it don't, you know. But anyways, the outside looks so nice, y'all. I'm looking outside at pools, the water, people jet skiing, they in little boats. They out here living their best life, and I want to be outside too. So I'm not telling no more stories today. We keeping this episode short and sweet. So I want to say thank you so much for tuning in to the Ugly by Nature podcast with me, your host, Carlisle Campbell, aka the professor of pop culture. And things definitely got a little ugly today. Okay, not very much, but it's whatever. We definitely gonna have some more episodes coming up for y'all, some interviews, all that good stuff. So listen, have a great day, and thanks for tuning in. I love you. Bye. No, I mean it. I really do love you, okay? I just want you to know that. Like, I really do. I care about you. And if you ever need somebody to talk to, feel free to reach out to me. I'm a great listener. Don't call me every day, though. I don't have time for that shit. But we can work it out. Hit me up on Instagram at uglybynature_, and we can chit-chat, period. Bye.